started. Morning, you're on KELA. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, hi, John. I just called to see if my phone's still working.
Yeah, it's working. Thank you. Is that all?
No. I was wondering why, if you ask people to call, if you have a different opinion, and when somebody does, then you insult them and attack them and hang up.
Okay. I'd insult anybody. Larry, you're a particular case in that you... Well, what do you want to say today? I don't want to get it. You just want to get into a fist fight all the time. You hate the show. You don't like me. Why do you even listen?
Now you're attacking me and talking over me.
Oh, dear.
You have some callers that seem to call every day. And they don't get abused like I do.
Oh, you're so abused. You're such a victim. Is that what you... Is that your whole point, is such a victim?
Exactly what you're doing right now.
But nobody else does that. Nobody else calls them, that's so unfair for me.
Somebody has a different opinion than you, or wants to point out the fault of any Republican, living or dead, we can't talk about that.
I see you so negative. Have you ever thought of going to the positive side of life and talking about how good you are or good Democrats are?
Sure. Something positive was we got rid of George Bush. That's positive.
Is that the best you can do?
No. Another contribution to society is that you never have reproduced. I suppose that would be a good thing, too.
Well, that is very cruel.
Yeah.
Is that how cruel you are, Larry?
No.
Larry Ridley, can I give out your phone number?
No.
I think people ought to call and talk to you about your attitude.
Well, why don't we talk about yours, John?
Because this is about you now. You're the one doing the attacking.
You always switch it to the attack mode.
Tell you what, Larry, I don't think I'm going to take your calls for a while.
Well, I'll tell you what. So you
how many months do you want?
You check the internet and check King
Chuck.
Yeah,
I understand. You and King Chuck, that's the whole point. I know you've aligned yourself with him. In fact, I know at least somebody down at the tavern was not friend. I'm not at the tavern, but was saying that he's the one that supplies you with what to say. I thought you were more creative than that, but that last comment says, okay, that's what the deal is. Just for the audience to know, there has been one person that tried to shut down this program and who has been harassing me for, over 10 years? And to the point I finally had to get a court order of protection. He was calling me over 100 times a day just to interfere, and admitted to the court if I wouldn't talk to him as long as he wanted to talk to me, he would prevent anybody else from talking to me. That's kind of weird. That's kind of sick, actually. And so I got a court order of protection, and he can't call the radio program anymore. So now he's using Larry to call and make all the accusations. So Larry, I guess you've joined his list. I was going to suggest you don't call for a long, long time. What do you think?
Well, I have the right to call as well as anyone else does.
Where's that right come from?
Where's the right for you to call?
So you can't answer the question. I'm the gatekeeper here. I decide who gets on and who doesn't. And Larry, as of now, say your last words to the audience before you're gone for a while.
Isn't this public airways?
Nope. This is a private radio station. Oh, man, that's exactly what the other guy was trying to say. I have a right to be on as long as I want to. Goodbye, Larry. We're going to have other callers so we can talk about issues locally. Take your fist fight somewhere else. Morning,